I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The recent massacre of 200 civilians in South Sudan just ensures that the civil war will get bloodier. Global Aid Network's Director of Humanitarian Strategies, Marvin Bozard, says the hope of Christ answers the question, will I live to see tomorrow? You can help the teams share that answer. We'll connect you at our website. Believers are making a difference, but it'll take all of us together to make it stick.
I would just say the Lord wires us differently to reach different people and just do it. Just be obedient to do what he's commanded us to do.
Meanwhile, for persecuted believers around the world, sometimes the most important thing they can have is God's word. Voice of the Martyrs USA is asking for your help to deliver nearly 200,000 Bibles to the persecuted church. VOM spokesman Todd Nettleton explains.
We are targeting to get a Bible into the hands of believers to strengthen their faith and to encourage them. We hope to fulfill the need in about 60 days. So our hope is by the end of May that this need will be met.
You can learn more through a link at our website. Pray VOM reaches its goal by May, and pray believers who receive these Bibles are encouraged and strengthened. And have you started your spring cleaning? Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is reminding viewers in Central Asia to spring clean their hearts. In the weekly program, Together With You, the hosts encourage viewers to begin a daily practice of caring for others. The program explains how cleaning out grudges and envy makes room for love and kindness. Pray that God would use the program to spread truth and hope. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vision Beyond Borders wants to help your child get a heart for missions with a free 15-day children's prayer guide. It's kids praying for kids around the world. Get yours free by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.